Real Remy Red.
Remy Red.
The real Remy Red.
You ever thought about how precious a life is? How difficult it is to create? How loosely and easily it has been for you to take away?
This is Controlling the Narrative on the Wake Up Radio with the real Remy Red.
Brother, help me. Help me to do what's right. Help me to stop the slaughter of our children. Help me to put an end to the disrespect and the dishonor of our most valuable resource, the black woman.
We control the narrative.
Help me to put an end to the destruction of the young mind through the use of drugs, alcohol. Help me to build up a population of great thinkers, people who create change through thoughtfulness and spirituality.
What up, everybody? How you doing? This is the real Remy Red, and we are on We Control the Narrative on the Wake Up Radio. Now, I had to go live today. Had an amazing situation happen to me last night. Last night, my best friend had a baby. And his wife and him have done everything right in life. The brother took his time to get his career together. He met his wife. And they dated for many years. He went to the father, asked her for his wife's hand in marriage. And then they got married the right way. Beautiful black wedding. They've been married for a couple years. They got their career together. Then they had a baby. That's how we hear is the American way, right? And he's done everything right. So they didn't want to know the sex of the baby. So the baby had a clever name until they figured out the sex. So last night, she had the baby. He does a Zoom call. And come to find out, it's a boy. My brother had a beautiful baby boy. And this morning, as I'm telling a friend of mine, I was like, he did everything right. He got what he wanted. You know, most men, they want a baby boy, a man to send in the lineage. And I was telling my boy, I was like, he did everything right. He's blessed with a boy. And I don't think my friend meant to, but he hit me with a reality. He goes, is he truly blessed, though? In the way we live now, is it truly a blessing to have a son? And it really hurt my heart, because the reality is having a son is the most dangerous thing to do. I have a daughter. I'm a little bit more comfortable. As sad as it is, and with everything that happened to women in this world, the fact of what I know about having a boy still scares me more. I almost wanted him to have a daughter, if that's clear. And that's the reality that so many of our black people have to live with. We argue about so much that's going on in this world. And I see so many people compare so many things to what black people have to go through. But until you're actually a black person, you don't understand that how the birth of your child can be the scariest moment when you know that you have a son, a black son in this world, in this day and age. Anybody who's been following me knows that I've been screaming from the top of my lungs that my people arm themselves. I give a list of people that you can go to arm yourself. And I realized that through the comfortability of this country, a lot of our people were comfortable enough to feel like I was a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, the sad reality of being a person like me and people like me is that if you wait long enough, the people that attack you the hardest and call you the most names and say you are a conspiracy theorist, I don't know what you're talking about, end up being the same ones coming back to you later with their tail between their legs asking you for help. And I say that because I see lines at Redstone Firearm now of angry black people wanting to know why they can't get their guns right away. Why is it taking me so long? Why is it this? And it's like, well, you waited till there's a pandemic. You waited till there was a problem to decide that you needed to finally arm yourself. It's like, if I want to go see an NFL game and or a basketball game, when the team is losing, the tickets are the cheapest. I can go sit anywhere I want. But if you wait till the team is winning, you're guaranteed to be at a loss. And that's where we're having a problem right now as a people, because one of the things I'm the most proud of, and I'm going to post this video and I'm going to let it run so you can listen to this black man's words. And it made me the proudest, because this is what we need. This is what I've been praying for. And we finally got an example for us to see it. So let me play this young man's words and you listen. And many of you seen this video on my page.
Sleep is for the rich gun club.
Why are you guys out here with guns?
Why not? Those guys came on Sunday and they tried to intimidate some innocent women, ladies, unarmed men.
They got one of them right here.
They got one of them right there. Just close up right there. They came out here because those guys came out here trying to intimidate those girls. And they thought that they were going to have it easy. But one phone call was made and the whole, and everybody came down here armed. No bullshit.
Then the reason that is a total gun state.
There's an open carry state, so and that, so that's open carry. So that's why we out here.
Who came out here this weekend? Who are you talking about?
The Confederates. You watch the news, right? What station you with?
KTVA.
KTV. Oh, y'all ain't keeping up with that?
I bet.
So anybody that keeps up with the news, you should know what went on this weekend. You should know. Don't start paying attention whenever we respond to shit and stuff. Don't start paying attention whenever we start responding. Hey, big dog, hold on. Don't start paying attention whenever we start responding to stuff. The time to pay attention is not when the oppressed people decide to respond to the oppression. You heard me? The time to be caring about race relations is when it's going down. Don't wait. Why are we still having to come out here and fight over a monument that from people who fought against our country, bro? Y'all don't understand the hypocrisy in that? And then you want to ask why we out here protecting these people? It's about good versus evil. That's why.
Now you can watch the rest of that on my page. But the point of why I find that so important of what he was saying is because he made a great point. Don't wait till we want to fight back. And that's what a lot of society does. Waits till you watch any video of a black and a white person interaction. White people will sit back and watch this person be brutalized. Watch this person be attacked. Watch this person be degraded. But as soon as that black person decides to fight back, all you hear is stop. Don't do that. Oh my God. But you weren't saying that when the person was being attacked. And we need to know how important that is. Also, what they brought up in that video was that it's our right to open carry. See, so many of our people do not take the time to learn the laws that we allow to control us. Listen to what I say, because I say this to a lot of people and they miss my point. We allow these laws to control us. How many of us are stuck in a house who didn't go nowhere, can't go to work, can't do certain things because of a pandemic of the coronavirus? And until we as a black people understand that, yes, this is great to watch. This shows the empowerment. Our people are tired. Our people are hungry. We want justice. We're ready to fight for it, but are we prepared? And then I show you this.
Sir, call him. I'm telling. Get the lights away. Now, you were never about to hit me with the damn car. You about to hit me with the car? Both of y'all putting guns on me, okay?
Now, many people will go, the update is that lady and her husband got arrested. Great. But many people do not want to admit there had there been no video there, she could have shot that woman and been able to lie and make it justifiable. So what I need my people to understand, I carry two pieces of weapon with me everywhere I go, every day. My gun and my phone. In this day and age, our word means nothing, not even to our own people many times. So anytime you go through something, you have to be ready to film it. But not only that, we can no longer fight anybody like people are willing to give us a fair fade. A lady the other day was telling me how she doesn't like firearms and why do I think we need guns. She was like, I'm not trying to attack you. I just want to hear your response. And I told her like this. I'd rather have and not need than need and not have. My goal in life is to never need to use my firearm. The confidence I have to make movements is that I know how to use my firearm, and I have it. So I gave her an example. My wife realized that with everything that I do, I needed a break. So she begged me to take my daughter camping. One of the requirements of going camping is there's no cell service. So we go out to the woods. We're in the country. The people we're with were cooking food that I don't eat. So I went to the store to get a meal. Now, naturally, we usually have everything we need. There's no reason to go into the city. But I had to. I go into the city, and what do? My bad luck, I walk into the biggest Trump supporting store where every white person is staring at. Now, like I said, I leave my house with two things every day. But I know where we are, there's no cell service. There's no way for me to go live. I can't just say I'm going to film it because they could destroy my phone. But what I have also is my gun. Me and the brother talk to each other. He goes in the store. I stand outside with my back to the door with the keys open and door open in case a situation happens. I stand with my gun side to the car door so that nobody can see what I'm going for. And I watch my surroundings and I look every single last one of the people that stare at me in the eye until they back down and I don't. Why is that important, Remy? Most of the people that you see attack our people, these racists that you see that are the pawns being used to promote how racists are just ignorant white people, when the reality is there's very many wealthy, educated racists that we don't see. But the point was, they look for fear. They're like dogs. They're smelling for fear. That's why when you see them attack, they attacked women, not because women are weak, but because they assume they are weak. They attack children. How many of these videos have you seen of these racists and they're hitting women? So, with that being said, I made sure that I controlled the narrative. You fuck with me, you know I'm ready to fuck with you. See, I teach something when I go shooting that I was taught, that I wish a lot more of our black people understood. It's called learning your situation awareness. Paying attention to your surroundings. See, we have this misconception as black people that we are so bad and badass that white people are scared of us. That misconception, in my mind, is a very false one. White people are not scared of us. They just understand the system a little bit better than us. They know if they can get us to act irrational, they can justify their actions against us because of the narrative that has been set in television, media, and entertainment that we are ignorant and negative and wrong, and when we get angry, we don't know how to control ourselves. So they play that game of, I'm not touching you. And many times, our people fall trapped to it. There's another video I'm going to post of a mother whose son was exercising black boy, 16 years old, and the woman called the police on her. And they're screaming at this woman to come outside. And she finally comes outside. She's like, you told me to come outside. I'm outside. What you gonna do about it? Agging the mother and the sisters to assault her. Now, rightfully, they didn't. They didn't fall trapped to it. Because what we fail to realize is that while we are recording, that evidence works both ways. It works for us and can work against us. So many times when I see black people on video, I hear them say, I know the fucking law. You can't do that. You can't do that. Well, here's the problem. If you truly knew the law, the first thing you would do is shut the fuck up. Because everything you said can and will be used against you. If you knew the law, you know yelling at an officer with the way they have set up the laws now, especially like I showed in Atlanta, it is a terrorist threat now to say anything that you that an officer even feels like is attacking him. So if I say fuck you to an officer, he can arrest me for terrorist threats on him. No, not even terrorist threats. It's called a hate crime. If I verbally attack an officer, tell him he's full of shit, you're a pig, it's a hate crime. Interesting. That calling somebody a nigger is not a hate crime, but calling a cop a pig is a hate crime.
You know, hey, let's do something about policing. So what did the Republicans do in the legislature in Georgia? They passed hate crime legislation. House Bill 426. It's called the Police Hate Crimes Bill. And what it says is, if you intimidate, harass, or terrorize a police officer, you are guilty of a hate crime. Don't you dare talk back to the police. You go to prison for years. This is astonishing. You could face up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine for yelling at a cop.
For yelling at a cop. Now think about that. I get into a lot of arguments with people, our black people, whether they're from the LGBT community or if they're just a supporter of the LGBT community, whatever it's called. To call somebody a faggot is a hate crime. Now, to talk back to a police officer is a hate crime. But yet, it's still okay to say the N-word. Now, my thing to me, to people, is what you do in your bedroom, what you do in your personal time in your home should be your privacy. You should be able to do whatever you want to a point, you know? Me personally, my opinion, it's none of my business. But when you take your things that you do at home and force it on me, we have a problem. And for our black people from that community, how can you justify the fact that you as a black person can be called a nigger and there's no justice for you? But what you do in your bedroom and being called a faggot considers a hate crime and you are protected. How do you not see a problem in that? That is my disconnect with so many of our people. Same thing. When these people talk about statues and history and legacy, until black people realize that until we control the education system in this country and how our children are educated, we're going to continue to lose. The education system is what allows children, especially white children, to believe in white supremacy. It's what tells black kids that white kids are better than them. Think to yourself as an educated person of melanin skin or of white skin, and ask yourself, what were you taught about your blackness? What education were you given that said it is okay to be proud and black? A lot of people say what Martin Luther King has done for our people. Why do you think he's done so much for them? because they keep telling you. They don't tell you about the people that helped him. They don't tell you about the other people. They tell you about the one man that they feel is passive enough to control. Yet if you do your own research, you learn about the Haitian Revolution, you know, and so many other leaders that did not take the passive route. Interesting fact. Look at a Jew movie, a movie about the Holocaust, compared to a movie about slavery. There is so many movies about the Jewish Holocaust where you see them fighting back, killing the Jews. There's a show on Netflix where they chase down Jews, even these old fuckers, and they get their justice. Tell me we can make a movie about black people chasing down their slave masters to get justice. Tell me we could make a movie like that. Well, we could. But tell me if the big mainstream Netflix and those shows would justify showing white people and black people a slave movie where we fight back the whole movie. We got, oh, I forget it. We do got one. Django. One. Out of all the slave movies, that one movie was made and he fights back the system. But tell me how you don't see the double standard in our media and our with the, our children view. I get very upset when people act like what is on our television is not considered programming, pacifying our people. And so I have to say something to show you my point. Somebody came to me the other day and asked me, why are all these stories finally coming up? Why are you bringing up all these old stories? Because people are paying attention. It's not like the killing of our people happened overnight. It just started. They've been massacring our people for years. But now we finally got people stuck at home with nothing to do but sit on this phone and go, ooh, I can't believe this is happening. Oh my God. Wow. Let me research it. Right. Malcolm, somebody put in the comments, Malcolm X was, Martin Luther King was hated. They only prop him up so they can use his movement to control us. Fact. The same people that tell us how much they love Martin Luther King are the same people that murdered him. Think about that. Just think about that for a second. So as long as we allow them to control our narrative, to control our voice, to control what our children learn, we are at a disadvantage. That's why, against what most many people say, but for me, I believe we have to figure out how to vote as a people. We have to. See, when people, I start talking about voting, people get mad at me. Voting doesn't work. Then what's your option? Is what I ask every black person who tells me, I'm not voting. So what is your option? What is your solution? Because telling me what I'm trying to tell people to do doesn't work. Okay. What is your solution? How do we maneuver under their leadership behind enemy lines and get our people from where we need to get them? And as I was talking with a brother yesterday, we have to understand the art of war. Not every movement has to be the same. Not every movement has to be moved at the same exact way. Like I tell people, I have 5 fingers, 4 fingers, 1 thumb. I could poke you in the eye, it might hurt. I could flick you off, it might hurt. I could throw something at you, it might hurt. But if I put those fingers together and punch you, it works. So why not we try to tear down the system? And while we're doing that, we're voting out all the old racist white people that have been sitting in those seats for 30 to 40 years. Easy. Like, if the politics system is what's controlling our people, and the same people have been in those seats for 30 to 40 years, why not get rid of them? I'm not going to get the better of two evils. They're all evil. They are all evil. So what is the fucking point? Why do you keep telling me they're evil? We know this. In my perception, 99% of the white people that you're going to see, you have to, are going to be white supremacists in any set form. That's how I look at it. They can prove me different. Great. Cool. Show me. Saw a young man. I got to post it. I keep forgetting to. White guy jumps out of his car to pull down Black Lives Matter posters. He run up on son and ready to fight son and go to jail. I give him credit. Cool white guy. You got my cool. Still not inviting you to the barbecue, but you still cool. I like that. Thank you, bro. Because your actions speak louder than your words. But I don't go into a misconception of trusting white people just because they say something. Oh, my feelings are bad. I feel bad for black people. But you don't want to do nothing to change it. You just want to feel bad and be trending. And that is the part that we have to understand as a black people. As soon as somebody white does something, we're jumping down their throat. Bro, if you want my respect, you got to match 400 years of oppression to your 400 years of fighting. You're going to say, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Because the first step is with you fighting. The next step is putting your children's life on the line to fight for us as well. So their children do it. And teaching them the same generational love for black people as you've been teaching your people about generational wealth to keep from us. It's taking the time to say, I'm going to rally with black people. I posted this a while back, a couple months ago, of a school board that would not teach black history all throughout the year. And the saddest person, the loudest person sitting there against it was a black woman. So as black people, why would you not vote for your school board and get that fucking woman out of that seat? It was an open vote. You could see hands of who was for teaching our people for the rest of the year and who wasn't. It was a white woman that was for teaching us for the rest of the year, and it was five other people that were against it. Every last one of those people should not be sitting there by the next year. But instead, we just say, okay. A quick side note, because it's something I just read. Black people, we need to start getting counseling. We got to start talking to each other. I'm going to start doing these because I want people to rap with me. And I would love for people to DM me, email me, send me a message on my page or whatever if you'd like to jump on and just talk with the real immigrant. Whether you agree, disagree, whatever, please. Because we need to do some therapy. We need to talk. We need to be able to rap. And I know I do. Back to what I was saying. So, to complain about the electoral system and tell me black people have been voting for years is bullshit. We've been giving away a vote without asking for any accountability. I live in LA. I know when I vote, there's no way in hell Maxine Waters is getting my vote. No way in hell. But I know a lot of black people that will vote for her just because she's black. Because she comes out to the parties and smiles and laughs. I've actually heard her go to somebody's wedding and make a political speech. But I don't see no real change. I've seen her area have the worst crime. I've watched her area get gentrified without her help. So how do I trust in those people? It's accountability we have to have, Black people, for what we're willing to allow to happen to our people. I'm about to go on to the 30-minute. I want to shout out on the Wake Up Radio. Sydney is an amazing woman. On the Wake Up Radio, check them out. She gives platforms to so many people who want to have a voice. This is the Real Raymond Red on We Control the Narrative on the Wake Up Radio. She is amazing. This woman has done so much for not just me, but for the movement. Please check her out. Also, if you have time, go to my page, Lions Den. We are a media company. This is our page for our media company. Please check us out. Please, we do video editing. And then also check out my brother at Masterful Printing. T-shirt printing, let me give you a little thing. Let me give you a taste of my big brother.
Oh yeah.
Once he gets
here
his
mask go.
On.
Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Chime in right now. Chime in right now. It's the Masterful joint, B. Yeah. You see, I got that Chalino, right? El mejor pintando playeras. Mas chingón. Masterful printing. MASTERFUL printing. That's it. Period.
Black owned businesses. I also want to make sure if you have a Black-owned business, what I will be doing on the Wake Up, like you just saw, I will be shouting out Black-owned businesses. As I said, please check out Lions Den, Masterful Printing. Please check out Lions Den on the Wake Up Radio and Masterful Printing. Now, my second gear for my second half of my show. It's going to probably piss some people off. It probably is going to get me some unlights. So I have been talking about this, and a lot of people tell me there's no agenda. I've been talking about this gay agenda and people about being forced on our children. And I'm sending this out as an open invitation to anybody who would like to either educate me or have this debate with me on the gay agenda that's being pushed disproportionately on the Black community. Now, Remy, why is that important when we're dealing with police brutality? We have been getting attacked from so many different places. And they're attacking our children. So now I see Black women looking at me, Remy, where are all the Black men to protect us? Well, most of those Black men, you wanted to be pacified and you supported in their homosexual endeavors. You didn't want their masculinity. You called it toxic. So most of the Black men, what people fail to realize too, let me go jump on this part. You can be gay and strong. You can be gay and be a man and live your life without being flamboyant. But the narrative that the media pushes is they want Black men who act like the negative narrative of Black women. Talking loud, flinging their hair, being flamboyant and loud. They don't want the Black men who choose or are homosexual, but still know how to be men, be strong, be positive for the community. No, they want the flamboyant ones. And what did we see during our march? Those same men twerking for police officers, shaking their asses. Our whole movement went from us being mad about being killed to the media using them as a narrative to pacify and clown Black men in the Black community. And that's where I say this gay agenda is. Now, there is an agenda to over-sexualize our children, which has nothing to do with just being gay, but it has to do with an agenda that they're using. So where do I get this gay agenda? Because they use that agenda to over-sexualize our children through the gay community. Why do babies, now see, here's my catch. Whether you are straight or gay, why does a child at this age?
Get your shoes on.
My little fat tinker out like that.
Get your shoes on.
My little fat Tinkerbell.
Bam! Wonderful.
Why?
Hello?
Why is this important for children at that age? So some will say, for awareness. Awareness of what? Why does my child need to go to school and see their child, their teacher, dressed as a man, who's a man as a woman, or dressed in women's clothing? How is that educationally benefit for them, or even a gay child? What is the benefit educationally in that? I don't think any child should be talking about sex of any form till around the time that it's going to happen to them, which is puberty, so that they understand what's happening with their body. Here's why I say that. Oh, we'll use myself as an example. When I was a child, my dad came to this country, so I spent a lot of time with my mother, my aunts, and them. What do you think I did as a baby? I put on woman's shoes. I wanted to be like mommy. No attack. She didn't say anything to me. Any toy I wanted to see, she let me play with. I played with toys and didn't question anything. Sex wasn't pushed on me in my household. I was just allowed to be a child. See, if you allow a child to be a child, then they don't question. They just have a childhood. They enjoy themselves. They grow up. But then when you start telling a child, you're being inquisitive, you're questioning things. So if you do not like something right away, you have to be gay. That's why you feel that way, because you're gay. When I know me, I was a very creative, me and my brother were very creative people. We were very about school. Sex was the furthest thing from our mind. By all accounts, what I watch them do to children now, my brother would have been told he was gay because how soft he was. My brother's happily married with a wife, not gay at all. But when you tell a child at that young age that because you don't fit in, you have to be homosexual, you're probably gay, they're going to start believing that before they know what their feelings are. Now you're going to tell me, you can't make somebody gay. That is fucking bullshit. You push something on somebody long enough, they will believe it. No, you can't, Remy. Well, yes, you can. Look at the black community. Everybody, every generation, we went from being proud in the 60s and 70s, dressing in suits, ties. They push gangster rap on us. They push movies that showed us that we were nothing but hood rats and gangsters. And what did you get? A generation that followed. The music you allow, this is proven. If you let your child listen to Mozart as a child, they become more artistic as an adult. If you push a certain type of music, prime example. You let your child play Fortnite all day long. They start falling in love with guns. Because that's what's around them. When you put a TV in front of a child, they will sit there and they will watch it. Why? Because children are sponges. We know this. So it makes me have to question, why are you pushing this on children? A friend of mine made a point that I thought was very interesting. If we want to keep it real, we've always seen gay people around in our communities. Whether it was the uncle that nobody talked about or the flamboyant uncle that we all knew about. But there is a huge spike, and I don't know the numbers, but I do know what I see, in children assuming that they're homosexual now over the reality that was in the past. So some will say it's because they didn't feel comfortable with being able to come out. Cool, I can understand that. But then I have a lot of children that I work with specifically. They say they do it just to fit in. I watched a grown woman who is, she dances on these poles with her daughter. She used to be a friend of mine. I knew her from back in the day. Amazing woman. Loved her husband and men that she was with, her daughter, everything. She actually said it in one of her points. Now I'm gay. She had enough bad experiences with men, so now I'm gay. I'm flipping shit. I don't have time for this shit no more. Men have hurt me. I have other girlfriends close to me that I love and respect. That were straight for years into church and loving the Lord and everything, and now they're gay. So are you either going to tell me they were gay from the beginning, which I know, which a lot of people say, they just didn't know it. They were finally coming out. So if they could finally come out, why could they not have been gay and just chose to be because it fit them? Because it's a sexual thing. As a sexual being, I can find attraction to everybody. I love the men of my life. I'm a hugger. I don't want them sexually because I can love them. But when you put sex as the biggest concern for people in this world, then it's like, well, shit, as long as I'm being satisfied, I can satisfy with anybody. Not thinking about the bond and what we can add and grow together or what we won't be able to do. And most of the women that I see who flip like that are mothers. Who either had a bad relationship with the husband. So now they're like, well, I have kids already. I don't need to worry about having kids. That mother in nature, I have a child already, so I'm going to flip. And most of the men I know, they don't want that responsibility, or they've been through something. Not every one of them. I'm not saying every gay person has been through something. But I'm saying, back to the children, these things can be taught. So if you are gay and you truly believe that gay is natural, then you should be okay with it not being forced on our children. But yet, to keep their agenda, people do not want to admit that in the black community especially, it is disproportionately being pushed on our people. Tell me the last time you saw a white gay man paraded in the football league like they did the black gay guy they did. Tell me the last time you saw a country singer who was gay paraded like they do our rap guys who are rappers. Tell me the last time you saw a white man who was gay paraded around in dresses like they do this black man. It's just like police brutality and every other double standard in this country. I'm not saying it doesn't happen to white people. I'm not saying white people don't have it as well. I'm talking about the disproportion of it being pushed on one group of people. To the point where I have heard mothers tell me to my face, I would rather my son be gay than be straight. I know he will live longer. To the point where our medias villainize our straight men and praise our gay ones. Using to separate our movements. Now it's trans lives matter and gay lives matter. But that doesn't make sense to me. When did a cop ever stop and say, get your trans ass out the car? Get your gay ass out the car. I've definitely heard him say, get your black ass out the car. When's the last time a cop drove by and just from seeing you in the car was like, I saw a gay person in the car that doesn't fit the description. When's the last time you heard a black man or a black woman get pulled over and the description was a gay black man in gray sweater, a trans black man in a sweater? No, it's a black man in a sweater or a black woman driving down the car. So where is this trans life matter coming from? Gay lives matter coming from? Yes, should all our people's mad lives matter? Yes, but until we get them to see that that the fact that we are black is why we're being attacked and killed, we can't get to the next part. playing devil's advocate now. Until our people realize that all of our black lives need to matter for us to argue about anything else. I don't give a fuck if you are gay. I don't give a fuck if you are straight. I don't give a fuck if you are Catholic, Muslim, Jehovah's Witness, suck toes. That's none of my business right now. I'm trying to get our people to stop dying. I'm trying to get them to stop seeing a black person and automatically pull their gun and shoot. I'm trying to get that. Because no matter how you act, they shoot first and ask questions last. You do everything right, they shoot you. You do everything wrong, they shoot you. And then they villainize us. So my question is, when are our people going to realize they are purposely trying to divide us? At the end of the day, I need people to understand two things. One, we need to control the narrative, and two, we need to arm ourselves. And until our black people do that, we are going to continue to lose. We are run with pride and anger and a lack of accountability within our own community. Yes, I believe that. We do a lot of screaming and complaining without understanding that the real change is within our community, and i.e. look at the Chinese, the Jews, everybody else. A German and a Jew will come together to disrespect a black man. Think about that. But I can't get a light-skinned brother and a dark-skinned brother to hang out together to stop white people from killing our black women. Honest fact. We have no trust within ourselves and our people. And I am here to tell you the only reason I'm still able to take care of my family is by my community. I love, I worship, and I trust the people of my community. Because it's not white people that pay my bills. No. I got probably, I had opportunity to work for about 50 people last year. More the year before. Now I'm down to 2. Obviously, because I put my face out there. A lot of white people don't like the things I say. Yeah, it's their problem, not mine. Oh, Remy, you hate white people. No, I don't give a fuck about you, and that's what bothers you. That you don't matter to me. That I don't take the time to hate you. But I take the time to show the truth. Stop letting them make you feel like they're superior to you. Their inferiority is why they act the way they do. They need us to pay them attention. They need us to make themselves feel good. So they get mad because they say, all you do is show the negative of our people. You mean like you did us for 400 years? Through every propaganda, blackface, and everything else? Go look on your TV right now and tell me how many positive, straight, strong black men you see on TV that love black women. Then go on TV and tell me how many gay men you see on TV. Tell me how many strong white men you see on TV. Show me how many white love stories you see. See, when we had the Huxtables, Family Matters, Full House, All for One, all those shows had strong black men in it, and we were thriving, and then they changed the narrative and gave us Love and Hip Hop, gangster shows, and you see what happened to our community. Call me stupid, but I think it's called programming. We control the narrative, and that's what I'm telling our people that we need to do. And we need to arm ourselves, train, go to the range. If you're in California, I do that 3 to 4 times a week. And it feels good to watch these white people scared of the fact that the black people I bring in are educated on the law, and on that firearm in their hand. They hate to hear her smiling and laughing at the range and shooting through that red dot and shooting in a three cycle, two to the body, one to the head, with each bullet in a small circumference of a triangle like this. They hate it. And I train everybody, gay, straight, everybody. I meet everybody. So just because of my opinions, I make sure all my people, my actions speak louder than my words. You may say, oh, you hate gay people, but I spend time making sure their lives are safe by training them. You may say, oh, you hate white people. No. Because like, God forbid you piss off the wrong black person that's armed and they shoot you because they don't know no better. I'm making sure they know the law. And so they're smarter than those two white people that sat down and brandished that gun in front of those white black people face, and now they're in jail. I tell people, hate is a parallel of love. You can't know you hate somebody unless at some point you love that person. I do not love white people. So I have no time to hate them. I hate my black people sometimes because I love them so fucking much. They can piss me off. That I can admit. And no, I don't know every black person. I have two black women who I'm trying to help with their daughters that were murdered right now. I don't know them from fucking atoms, and I don't even know what I can do sometimes. And I do it every day. I wake up every day. I look at my phone. I look at the message. I see the diffs. I took 3 days off. There's never been a day that I've been able to take off where the killing and the oppression to my people has stopped. There has not been one day that I haven't been able to find new content. I can't even get to my old content because so much shit is happening to my people. That's facts over emotion. Anyway, before I get out of here, let's go through it again. We are on the Wake Up Radio with Sydney. Big shout out to Sydney. This beautiful, amazing woman is the shit. She has done so much for me and helped me out, and I appreciate her. And she has amazing. Let me explain something to you. So because of what I do, I got blacklisted. I don't get to work in the field that I used to work in. I don't get to make the money I used to make. And there was a time when I needed the help, and this woman sent me $500 out of her own money to make sure that I could get my daughter, feed my daughter, pay for the gas, and do what I need to do. Anybody who knows me, my daughter's my best friend. I love this little girl with everything in my heart. And that meant a lot to me. And this is on the Wake Up Radio. She's an amazing woman. Let me bring it up so you can see it. Amazing woman. This is on the Wake Up Radio. You make sure you support, check her out, everything. She gives so many brothers and sisters an opportunity to have a voice, be heard, and be seen on the Wake Up Radio, please. For me, I love the people that love me, you know. And then we have Masterful Printing. My big brother, my gun buddy, makes masks, t-shirts, everything for everybody all over the country. Shit all over the world. He's also international masterful. So please check him out. Check out his products. I appreciate him. This brother supports me. And last but not least, I have to give myself some support. Because without the support from my people and hiring me, I wouldn't be able. This is where I used to work. This is the kind of jobs I used to be. This many people. And, you know, shit changes. That's my beautiful daughter. Amazing, beautiful girl. I'll play a little commercial for you guys so you can see some of my work.
Yo, yeah, you can live in the world, everybody looking the same. But sporting them cookie cutter, call the coffee the same. Get your own work in your shirt, change the game. Masterful printing, dog, you know the name. Hit us up, come get a quote, have a look-see. Anything you need, Masterful got the goodies. T-shirts, sweatshirts, zip-ups, hoodies. Long time betting the biz, we ain't rookies. Make a statement when you step and look fresh in a crisp. Button down with your logo on your chest. What you see is what you get. What you're getting is the best. We don't stand up, we don't stand down, nothing less. I think these the masses, can't be the best. prices. Facebook, Instagram, followers, likers, full color suits, green or white or black. That's the full got you covered like the shirt on your back.
And that's just a little bit of my work. So, again, don't wait for celebrities, please. I don't know any real celebrities. Oh, I know some celebrities, but they're not my friends. They're people I know. And I'm not waiting for one of them to show me how to help my people. I currently have taken the time to bring people together to build Black economics. I have taken my time to go out and train my people. I have taken the time to educate Black kids, bring them film and television and stuff. And I don't have any money. And imagine if every person did the same thing I did and said, instead of waiting for somebody else to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for my people in my community and hope they pay it forward. I'm not waiting for white people to care enough to save us. I'm working on it myself. If a Black business gets attacked, I go myself to that business and say, if you need anything, we and the people I know will come. Which I did on this day.
What up, y'all? I'm out here with Big Daddy. As you see, yesterday I saw posted a video of what he was going through, and he went to go get his tires fixed and had a bad situation with.
So Saturday, I came to buy some tires, and I bought a tire. I went inside. When I paid for.
And this Black man just wanted to get tires, and this is what happens to our people on a regular basis. And it's time for our Black men. You understand? It's time for our Black men, our brothers, to fight back. I'm not telling you to go out there and kill anybody, but all that man needed was a Black man to come and say, brother, thank you. You are safe, and if you are not alone, and if you need anything, I have your back. That's all I told that Black man. And I let his son know, anything happened to your dad, you call me. Somebody asks, whoever this is says, hello, brother, did you see the video of the Black hotel employee? She was attacked and beaten by two racist savages. Please send me that video. Please get in touch with me. If that's in Hollywood, I'm about to, it's on Hollywood Unlocked. Okay. I'm about to say, if that's in Hollywood, I'm about to go ham. That's my city. I don't play that shit at all. Not that I want it to happen to me, but I've definitely been waiting for when it happens in my area, because I'm definitely going to do what I got to do. And I can't talk for nobody else, but I'm going to do what I got to do. You know what I mean? For my people. I'm looking for this video now because they got me scared. Anyway, let me leave my people with this message that this brother gave that I thought was amazing. Please listen.
He not only came there on Saturday to protect the protesters. Sometimes I get called a sellout. He called the Negroes in the hood to kill each other, to come out.
Yeah. My exact words was, Where's all the little dudes, all the so-called shooters, the steppers, you know, all the gangsters, you know, where's all them fancy guns I be seeing in all them rap videos? I see rap videos in Shreveport dropping 2-3 times a week. I'm talking about, you ought to see some of these, Craig, some of these guns, some of these little boys got it. So, man, I'm talking about some of them got big ass drums and big old 75 round magazines, and, you know, boys got FNs hanging out their pocket, you know what I'm saying, with them big old 30 round clips. But where them bitches at when we need them, though? You see what I'm saying? Are those guns just video prop guns or some shit? You see what I'm saying, Craig? Are they just prop guns? Shit, do them bitches only work when it's somebody that look like you hurting you? You know what I'm saying? How come it's all these other 9-to-5 men and business owners and regular men out here standing up doing the shit that y'all rap about? Why we out here? I thought y'all boys was ready to crash. I thought y'all was ready to crash. But yet it's the squares out here fucking with these guns. It's the squares out here saying, man, yeah, it's peaceful now, and bitches gonna stay peaceful because we here. Now where all these gangsters at? Shout out to the ones that's on the way right now that answered the call. Bitch, you touch one of us, you touch all of us, bro. And it ain't so much about this statue. It is, but it ain't. It's the symbolism and us being here. It's about protecting these people that wanna speak their mind, man. And that's what that's about. Don't y'all ever, I don't, wherever y'all at, if you evil, don't you ever think you're gonna come to Shreveport.
That message has been the message that I have been screaming. Do you hear me? That message is the message I have been screaming. Why? Because our people don't understand. It's supposedly the gangsters, it's the businessmen, it's the family men that are willing to come out with their guns. But on the devil's advocate side of it, it's because a lot of our young brothers do not know the law and how to do what we do the right way. And so it's for us. It's from us to teach them so that they can learn what's going on. This is the Real Remy Red. This is the Wake on the Wake Up Radio. We control the narrative. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking with me. Pass the message on. Leave me comments. Let me know what you need from me so I can make this better.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Production.
On the Wake Up.